I'm Angie Fenton with Jeff Miller of VO2 Multisport, and this is Get Fit Louisville.
We were designed to run. Let us talk to you a little bit more about what you're trying to accomplish and how you can best get there. That's the thing. That's why VO2 is here.
Welcome to Get Fit Louisville. Whether it's biking, running, or swimming, Jeff and Angie can help you get the most out of each breath. Listen up, Louisville. It's time to get fit.
I'm Angie Fenton with Jeff Miller of VO2 Multisport, and this is Get Fit Louisville. It's the end of the year. Jeff, are you ready?
I think so. Yeah, it's definitely ready. I'm ready for it. It's been a great year, but you kind of, after you get through the holidays, you're ready to start fresh.
But what is that? I mean, because realistically, yes, we're starting a new month, and yes, we're turning over the calendars and the years, but it's just tomorrow. Why do we put so much, sometimes pressure, but also maybe a little too much credence on the fact that it's a new year when really we could start these resolutions any day?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. You could start them today. You could have started them yesterday or last week or a month ago. You know, I'm not real sure why everybody, I don't know, maybe it's just a new beginning for people. Mm-hmm. The calendar flips over, it's January, it's a new year. I think maybe people just, you know, look at the, this as an opportunity to jumpstart, maybe goals for 2014. So it is, I do find it very intriguing that people put so much emphasis on, the first of the year, and not why didn't they do it, you know, a month ago. But I think maybe that's what it is. Maybe people just need to see something visual to get them started.
You know, and I've always thought that's okay because it feels like a clean slate. So whatever motivates you, go with it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So have you made your resolutions?
Actually, I haven't started on my resolutions yet. I'm considering starting on them and thinking about it. But, you know, I think what some of the statistics that are out there, they say roughly 40% of Americans make resolutions for the year, more than actually watch the Super Bowl. I think sticking to your resolutions is a different story.
Okay, well, I like hearing that, though, that people actually do resolve to do something to better themselves. Right. But the failure rate is pretty astronomical.
It is, and I think it's so astronomical because, you know, a lot of people go into it with a mindset and they set their resolutions, but I think sometimes they set unrealistic resolutions. So I think one of the biggest things you can do if you're going to set resolutions for the year, and whatever it might be, and you know, since we deal mostly with the fitness side of things, I think, you know, the two of the biggest resolutions out there are losing weight and getting in shape, which kind of go hand in hand. I think if you get in shape, you're going to drop some weight probably. But I think you have to keep it simple. I think your resolutions have to be very simple. I think when you have a bucket list in life and maybe you include in your resolutions part of that bucket list, sometimes they're just maybe not realistic for that year.
Right. Well, Forbes, we both read articles in Forbes, and they've actually been doing a series of articles on various resolutions. And something I think that they pointed out that many of us do, we fail because they're so general and passive.
Right.
It's one thing to say, I resolve to lose weight, or I resolve to quit drinking so much, or I resolve to start running more. But it isn't until you make those active resolutions.
Right.
And, you know, more concrete. What do you suggest in terms of, let's tackle the, I want to lose more weight?
Well, I think if you're going to lose more weight, to say you're going to lose more weight, well, we all want to do that. I think as we get older, we all want to kind of stay, you know, or lose more weight or stay, you know, in a little bit better shape than what we are. However, it's so broad. You're painting a very broad, you know, broad stroke. And I think you have to get more pinpoint. It's kind of, I always say it at work with the employees, you can take the rifle approach, you can take the shotgun approach. You know, and what's the best, you know, option? I think it's always going to be that rifle approach. And if you say you're going to lose weight, then set a goal or resolution that might say, I'm going to lose 5 pounds in 2 weeks. So you have something that's tangible, something that you can actually look at. Just to say you're going to lose weight is so broad-based, it's not really going to work for you because you haven't set anything in your mind. But I think once you write it down, you look at it and say, I'm going to lose 5 pounds, you know, in 2 weeks and maybe 10 pounds in a month or something of that nature, I think it becomes more tangible when you do it that way.
What about for someone who does decide, okay, I'm going to run the mini this year, except that, well, here's the problem. I've never actually run a step in my life. It is doable.
Absolutely.
So what do you recommend for someone who's going to try something they've never done before as their resolution?
You know, I think if it's something you've never done before, I think you've got to seek out people who've done it.
Okay.
I think that's very important. I think you set smaller goals in between. your bigger goal. So let's just call the mini your A race for the year. That's what you're going to shoot for, and that's your A race. I think to get to your A race, you have to have small steps in between there. It's like climbing a flight of steps. You know, if you're going to get to the next landing, you got a lot of steps in between there. And I think you have to set those. Maybe you look at the mini as your A race, but the Triple Crown series of races as small goals in that plan. And I think that's very important if you're going to do that. You know, latching into other runners, running stores, coming to talk to professionals. All of those little things should kind of come into play. So if you were to, you know, to kind of subdivide everything out within that goal, you know, I think you need to put other mini goals mixed in. Right. And when you attain those mini goals, you'll obtain your big goal.
I also was looking at something the other day. Talk to people who failed before making those goals.
Absolutely.
So that you know what you're going to be up against.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think that's important as well, because the possibility of failure, you certainly don't want to make that an option.
Right.
But the truth is, it does happen. And why does it happen? Being prepared?
I think the reason it happens is people do go in underprepared. Mm-hmm. I think it is good to talk to people that have failed. I think, you know, whenever you fail at something, you learn a lot.
Yes.
You know, very few people have been successful 100% of the time in their life. They have failed more than they succeeded. And I think that's those people have a lot of experience and a lot of knowledge that they can pass on to you. Most people are not selfish with knowledge. If they have it, they're going to pass it on to you. And you need to ask those tough questions. You know, what's it feel like? Or, you know, how did you go about it? What could I do to avoid, you know, the mistakes maybe that you made? And I think those are critical things. So, you know, whenever you look at your resolutions, I think it's important within those steps that you take, you know, everything into account that you're trying to accomplish, whether it's the speaking with people that have failed at it or people who've been successful at it.
In addition to the support and just knowledge, increasing your knowledge base about what it is, I saw a woman today, a Facebook friend, who even though it wasn't quite January 1, she said, I am going to do this, and I am going to do that, and I am going to ask my Facebook friends, keep me accountable.
Sure.
And that this time in 3 months, I am going to look differently than I look now. And she wanted to lose weight and get fit and start really eating healthy. Right. What about accountability? How important is that in a resolution?
That's probably the biggest, honestly. Accountability is the biggest part of the process. You know, some of us, you know, they go into the year, they're already fit, and they want to be, you know, they want to take it to the next level.
Right.
It's not as hard for them. People that aren't, that are trying to get there, and they, you know, they've got a long road to hoe. They've got a lot more in front of them, you know, bigger obstacles to overcome. And I think to overcome those obstacles, you have to make it known to people what you're trying to do. And it doesn't have to be, it could be your Facebook friends. You know, you don't have to make it that public. You can, you know, keep it private. It can be your spouse, your girlfriend, boyfriend. It could be your parent. But somebody who can hold you accountable. It could be a running partner. It could be a, you know, a cycling partner. It could be a swimming partner. It could be somebody you have coffee with once a week.
Right.
It's just a friend you catch up with. But someone who's going to truly hold you accountable. You definitely don't want an accountability partner that's a yes person. Those are the worst accountability partners to have. I mean, if you have friends that just tell you what you want to hear, you're never going to be better at anything in life, really, because everything that you say, they're going to agree with. Or everything you do, they're going to agree with, because they just want to keep you happy. And I think that's when you're trying to, you know, maybe change your lifestyle, fitness or weight or anything of that nature, I think you have to have those people who are going to call you to the carpet. As much as you might not want to hear it.
Right.
I think that's something that you definitely need to have.
I've always said that's also what I want in a trainer.
Absolutely.
Don't give me a babysitter.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of trainers are afraid to upset their clients. They're afraid to, you know, to lose that client sometimes. But yeah, definitely you want somebody who's going to, you know, not baby you and tell you how it is.
But then at the same time, you also want someone who's going to support you. As we just went through Christmas and see some jokes on there from men and women, and, you know, like the husband who says he was going to get a vacuum for his wife to, you know, hint, hint, so she'll clean a little more.
Right.
And, oh yeah, by the way, a membership to the gym. And
right.
You have to tread lightly.
Oh, absolutely.
On some of those areas. For couples who want to go into the new year and get fit and be better, suggestions you'd give them?
That's touchy.
Yes,
in some ways. you know, my first response would be do it together. that can be a good thing. It can be a bad thing. Mm-hmm. It just depends on the personality of the people, you know, that are involved. You know, I think if it's a, you know, couples that are going at it and they're going to do this together, I think there is some accountability, but I think you also have to have accountability outside of that partnership. Because unfortunately things can get said the wrong way, you know, or misinterpreted the wrong way. And it just creates a bad situation. And I think, there's definitely some couples that can do that and some that can't. So I think, you know, and I think couples know, I think they know if they can hold one another accountable or not. Right. You know, I mean, they spend, you know, the majority of the time together. Mm-hmm. So they know their personalities. So I think if it's, it's good to have outside accountability as well, because you still have to have those people that are, can still say the things that need to be said, you know, be supportive and encouraging. I think, on the other part, you know, other side, when you're the spouse saying that, it might not come across the same exact way. I think that's why, you know, people have marriage counselors mm-hmm. a lot of times, because they have someone, you know, it's a triangulated conversation. Let's just say they have someone they can focus the conversation on as they share their, you know, the different things about one another. So I think that's important. If you're going to try this together, know your personality, number one.
Yes.
be more encouraging and supportive and not critical of the other person. Let their other accountability partner, maybe a friend of theirs or somebody, be the person who's encouraging, but maybe a little more critical of the situation.
Definitely. And I think if you have one of those relationships where one's more controlling than the other, just because you are the one with the maybe more aggressive leadership skills sure. does not mean you should be watching every single thing that is going in his or her mouth.
Right.
Is that really what you should be eating?
Right. Right. Yeah. That's a bad deal. It's going to be a bad deal. But I, you know, I think that's, I think when you have those couples and they're working together mm-hmm. and they're holding one another accountable, I think that there's a lot of room for growth, and they find some really cool stuff to do besides, you know, come home, eat dinner, watch TV, go to bed. So they have different, you know, activities they can do together and share life together. You know, and that makes it much more enjoyable, I think, for the two, and it just strengthens their resolve.
What's the most ridiculous New Year's resolution you've ever made for yourself?
For me, it would be probably jumping out of a plane. I don't really know why I thought that was a good idea. And I still haven't followed through on that, because I tell myself that every year I want to go skydiving. I'm like, oh, that sounds really cool. I really have no desire to
you
do that.
You don't really want to do it.
It sounds really good on the right. surface. Like, oh, I'd love to jump out of a plane. You know, but I realize if I jump out of a perfectly good plane, it makes no sense. It better be on fire. It's kind of
right.
I think the other would be, you know, I've always wanted to climb Mount Everest, but I don't have $60,000 sitting around to do that, and I can't take off 3 months of work. So.
Is that true that it really costs that much in financially and in mm-hmm. time?
Yeah, it's roughly, it can be anywhere, and it depends on what kind of guided trip that you would like to take. I've looked into it. I mean, you know, you can take the discounted, you know, way up, and you might not make it back down. That's not the way you want to go up.
No,
so,
not really.
You know, it's usually if you're going to, you know, do that kind of trip, it's going to be a 3 month type of trip. 10 to 12 weeks probably, with, you know, $60,000 to $75,000 tied into it. So if that tells you anything.
So in other words, we would like a sponsor for the new year
absolutely.
For Jeff Millo. You can find
for.
Him at VO2 Multisport and wear all your gear.
Right.
No, that's a tough one. But what is your belief, and where do you lie, where some people say writing down your resolutions is, you know, it's that tangible interaction between hand and brain.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
Oh, I believe that's very important. I mean, it's like a mantra. I mean, if you're going to write it down, mm-hmm. I think you take a little bit more ownership of it. People take notes all the time. I mean, you sit down on your iPad, or you might pen and paper, however you take your notes. If you go somewhere and you're listening to a speaker, you know, you might be taking notes, and you refer back to those.
Right.
Same thing for, you know, your New Year's resolutions. I think to write them down, to stick them on your refrigerator, a place that you know you're going to open every day,
mm-hmm.
Or on the front of your bathroom mirror, I think they have to become part of who you are. If you really believe that's what you, if it's really what you want to do and you believe in it, I think then I think you have to put it visually, you have to put it in front of you all the time. I think it's very important to not do that and just say, oh, I'm going to lose weight this year, and I'm going to lose 2 pounds, you know, the first week, and 5 pounds a second, you know, mm-hmm. whatever that might be. You can tell yourself that, but if you're looking at it, it reminds you to think about it. And I think that's important. It's just a small little reminder. You know, a lot of people use, you know, calendars. You can mm-hmm. put an update in your calendar that just pops up on your smartphone, during the day. you know, just to remind you what you're trying to accomplish.
I did an interview earlier this week with University of Louisville soccer coach Ken Lola and his wife Tina, and something I'd never even heard before. They teach a lot about goal setting and, I mean, making resolutions, yes, but goal setting all year round. And something that he does and they do together, they write a personal daily mission statement. Now, his is the same. Every day he has already created and crafted it. Mm-hmm. But for some people, you might wake up in the morning and this is who I am. And he said those statements, I am this or I am going to do this.
Right.
Because then you are holding yourself accountable in that way.
Absolutely. I think that's a very good point. I mean, you know, great businesses all have mission statements. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, one of the things maybe you could even do for this year for your New Year's resolution is, what is your mission statement for the year? What does it include?
Right.
And how are you going to follow through with it? Mm-hmm. You know, companies who don't have mission statements are all over the place. Same for New Year's resolutions. If you don't write them down, you're going to be all over the place.
So true.
And getting from A to B is going to be a much more difficult process when you don't have it written down, because you're going to change constantly. You're going to vary. You're going to find excuses. You're going to, you know, you're not going to find them. You're going to make them, because we're all responsible for our own actions at the end of the day. So I think a lot of times we're just going to make excuses to not do what we know we should be doing.
Definitely. It's something else I saw recently in just reading all of this is somebody had just thrown out a broad one. This year, let this be the year that we stop beating up on each other, thinking that this person who's a mountain biker is better and because they have better equipment and, you know, that envy, or this woman who looks at another woman and just tears her down because of what she looks like.
Right.
And then when we look in the mirror and say those things to ourselves, I'm not strong enough, I'm not fast enough, I'm not smart enough, right, et cetera. Make this the year that we just stop that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think that's one of the biggest things we see in the athletic world. I mean, it's envy of somebody that might be a little bit better than you, or you are not. I mean, you might look at somebody who's, you know, is not as good as you, and you find other reasons to tear them down for some odd reason that makes no sense. You know, to me, you know, we're all in the struggle together because life changes. You know, the person who's a great athlete today might be the worst tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You know, examples, Lance Armstrong.
Right.
He was on top of the world, you know. He got there from what it looks like illegally, you know, he was on top of the world at one time, and everybody wanted to be that. You know, I think you have to be careful in the way you approach life, and if you're always, you know, I guess throwing darts at somebody, you're going to become the dartboard one of the days. And I think it's too easy to do that, because then we direct all the attention off ourselves. I think the biggest thing we can do is look inward, and you know, and it goes back to, I mean, it's kind of a biblical thing: treat others as you want to, you know, be treated,
right?
Type of thing. And nobody wants to, nobody likes to sit in, you know, if there's a diner full of people, you would not want everybody in that diner just tearing you down. I don't care how strong you were, or how, you know, mentally tough you were. You just don't want that. So at the end of the day, I think we're all in it together. We're all in the same struggle. We're all trying to get from A to B. We all have, you know, different things in our life to work on. And I think, you know, making your resolutions for the new year and you know, pencil them down and watch them and monitor them. You know, focus on yourself, you know, making yourself better. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing.
With the influx of people who will inevitably join the gyms and the fitness centers and things, what's it like at VO2 Multisport? What do you get to see?
It's a little nutty. You know, that first... you know, the first couple of weeks, we get a lot of people, the influx of people that set goals for themselves. Now, some people come in and their New Year's resolution is they are doing Ironman and they committed to, you know, $800 and they're in and they show up and that's what they tell us. Yeah, that was my New Year's resolution. I'm doing Ironman, or, you know, I'm doing this mountain bike race, or I'm doing, you know, this run, whatever it might be. They've picked their A race for the year. So they have set a resolution, so they've penciled it down. They've paid for it, and they show up, and they're committed people. And we see them back there, you know, every other week, you know, picking up new product. And then they realize how expensive it can be. Sometimes they don't know.
Oh yes.
So we do see a lot of those. We see a lot of people who come in and they start, and then, you know, we see their bike on Craigslist 4 months later, or they come back in and they want to sell it. And they really just wanted to, they had the shotgun approach. They kind of came in and said, I want to get more fit for 2014 or 2013, whatever, you know. And then they just don't follow through because they don't have a plan. They don't have a goal. Some people are very motivated by, maybe they have to have something out in front of them, like the carrot. you know, the dangle the carrot out there, and they do great working towards that all the time. And then some people are, you know, they're self-motivated. They don't need that carrot dangling out there. And but we see all types. We see all types. And it'll be crazy for the first couple weeks. It'll through January, then it'll die off a little bit in February. By March or April, we're kind of back to the norm. So let's say.
Okay. Where do you spend New Year's Eve as you ring in the new year?
Believe it or not, I really don't do a whole lot. I just kind of, you know, we'll be open at the store from till like 4 o'clock, and then probably do dinner, and I'll probably just spend it at home. You know, it's I'm old enough. I've done the whole, you know, party and stay out late, and it's all good. And I realize, you know, kind of like what you said at the beginning of the show is, you know, it's I'm gonna basically wake up and it's gonna be the new year. I mean,
right.
So, you know, it's another day. It just happens, you know, the new year starts, but it's another day. So I'll take off New Year's Day, though.
So you will take off New Year's Day, so people can come see you January 2nd.
January 2nd, yes. They can come see us.
Well, I'll make you feel better. That, I think, over the last, unless I have to cover it for TV or something, I am in bed before midnight almost every New Year's.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen the ball drop in 10 years, honestly. Maybe that's bad, but I really just can't stay up that late. It sounds great. It's like jumping out of the plane. It sounds wonderful.
Right?
Like, oh, I'm going to do a lot, and then like, nah, that's not a good idea. I'm just going to go to bed.
But there is something about wiping that slate, and I am not a fan of waking up, whether it's from a food hangover
right.
or an actual hangover
right.
on January 1. I just kind of ultimately wake up and go, I already failed. You know, that's what it has always felt like to me. So
right, right. Yeah, it's definitely, you know, the new year's coming, and it's here. And, you know, that's the one thing, you know, I stress to people that come in is you're not going to stop time. So you have no better time than now to get started.
Right.
And some people like to wait till the new year and get started. And you could start your resolutions anytime. You could write your, you know, your own mantras and you know, your and put them on the refrigerator. You could have your own mission statement, whatever. You can do it today. You can do it tomorrow. But at some point in time, you need to do it, I think. I think that's the most important thing, because we can all sit around and talk about losing weight and being in better shape. But we can talk till we're blue in the face. Actions speak a lot louder than words.
And that is for sure. What is your A race for 2014?
My A race. Well, you know, I've actually started looking, because I didn't race at all this past year. That's the first year I haven't done any races. I mean, we spent a lot of time with the store. You know, that's one of the things I have to really sit down and look at, because I want to get back into it. I miss it. I enjoy it. It's something that, you know, I've never really needed a carrot dangling out there to get me mm-hmm. motivated, because I enjoy working out. However, I do realize the busier we become at the store, the more I need that carrot now,
right.
Because the store will always take precedence over all of that stuff. So for me, I think I just need to put that out there, you know, find something that I can focus on, you know, more so than I love focusing on the store. But, you know, you've got to step away every now and then, have something to focus on besides that, besides
Absolutely.
Work.
Absolutely. Well, there's a resolution right there.
There, that's very true, very true.
And it's all about balance.
It is, it is.
Well, Happy New Year to you, Jeff, and to all of our listeners out there. I'm Angie Fenton with Jeff Miller of VO2 Multisport, and this is Get Fit Louisville.